This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. A tropical storm system is moving up Mexico and is expected to bring rain to Colorado later this week. Here's CPR's Miguel Otarola.
Tropical storm Nora is building up along the Pacific Ocean and could reach the Gulf of California over the weekend before dissipating. Moisture from that system could move across Colorado between Wednesday and Friday. National Weather Service meteorologist Greg Hansen says his biggest concern is showers causing flash floods and burn scars across the state.
The potential will be there for heavy rainfall rates, you know, the half an inch in 15 minutes or 20 minutes or so with this kind of moisture. That's quite a bit for those burn areas to handle.
Hansen says it's not uncommon for moisture from tropical storms to reach Colorado. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
The mother of a U.S. service member killed in a recent bombing in Afghanistan lives in Colorado. Representative Lauren Boebert says she's talked to and offered condolences to Kathy McCollum, the mother of a 20-year-old Lance Corporal Riley McCollum. The Marine Corps member was from Wyoming, and his widow is due to give birth soon, according to Reuters. Boebert's office says Kathy McCollum is a constituent living in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. And Colorado Air National Guard welcomes a new commander today. Colonel Christopher Southard will take the helm at a ceremony at Buckley Space Force Base in Aurora. Southard has served as the 140th Vice Wing Commander for the past year, overseeing the Air National Guard's response to COVID-19. Cooler temperatures for Denver today. You're listening to CPR News.